Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ascension Magic Radio. I'm your host. My name is Ron Eich, and you can call me Ronnie with a Y. And I'd like to welcome you all. Today is Saturday, September 3rd, 2016, and I decided to do readings about healing. Of course, if you need help with some other issue, definitely let me know. But I decided to go on because it appears to me as if there's a lot of people that are in need of healing, and there's a lot of things going on right now, perhaps in your personal life, or maybe you're seeing some of the things that are happening across the planet or in our country, wherever you might see it. Some of you may or may not know this, but I'm a high school teacher, so this time of year is really hectic for me, and already within the first 2 weeks of school, I've had students come to me with some serious mental health issues, and it was emotionally draining for me. And I just got on this note of, you know, healing is something that we all should be focusing on right now, because we're letting go of the things that don't serve us. You know, things are coming to the surface to be released. And you know, my belief on it about healing is that everything is healable, and I really do believe that we are the creators of our reality, and that every condition that's in our lives is there on some reason, on something within us, whether it's conscious, subconscious, whether it's a spiritual lesson from another lifetime or something we agreed to before we were born. But I do really believe that. And it's interesting, too, because over the summer, I was reading a book called The Biology of Belief by Dr. Bruce Lipton. I don't know if you're familiar with Dr. Bruce Lipton, but I think he's an amazing physician, but also a spiritual teacher in a sense, because he really is like the story of where we're moving. You know, like medicine has been very traditional in terms of, you know, the way they think, very scientific, you could say Darwinian, that's what he refers to it, very like by the book, and like, you know, if we don't really see it with our physical eyes, then there's no tangible proof, so therefore it must not be real. And you know, through his own experiences and his own research, he discovered that there is something to this alternative medicine and this alternative therapies. There is something to it. There's lots of proof, and all the quantum physics that is being brought to the surface in the past 100 years is really pushing it into the forefront of medicine. And what's happening is that we're getting this bridge, I guess, if you want to say like a marriage between Eastern medicine and Western medicine, and you could, if you want to be technical, you could say allopathic medicine and homeopathic medicine. Now, I'm not a medical major, but I really didn't know what allopathic medicine was, and the concept of that is that, you know, we go to the doctor, we have a condition, okay, here's this drug, take this drug, and that's going to fix your condition, and it's really basically, you know, looking at the symptoms of the problem, really, as opposed to the whole core of a person, like what's causing this, looking at the whole person as a community of cells, and that's homeopathic medicine. And you know, this is not to say that you know, medicine and drugs does not have a place, and that's not what I'm saying, and that's not what he's saying. But there's really like a bridge between the two that we can work together to look at the big picture and less of an emphasis on artificial drugs into our system when we can be doing more natural approaches. And that's interesting, too, because before the show, I'm working with the Archangel Raphael Oracle cards from Doreen Virtue. I love working with Oracle cards, and I do them in my reading. So if you're so fortunate as to get through today, you'll see I'll have Oracle cards that I work with. And I always like to ask, what do we need to know for today, or what do we need to know, what do my listeners need to know? And I pulled a card from the Raphael deck, and Raphael, as you probably know, is the angel of healing. And I hope this card can apply to you, because the card really says change physicians. And at first I was kind of like, what do you mean change physicians? It was kind of like open-ended in that sense, but I trust it, you know, and I know that there might be somebody listening that this will apply to you. It could mean several things, okay? It could mean, you know, the doctor that you're getting support through might not be the best choice for you. If you have an alternative therapy already, maybe that person is not the best fit. You know, it's really just about going to a healer of some type that's better suited for your situation. The first person that comes to mind usually is the one that's the correct answer. So if you've been getting guidance that, you know, maybe it's time for me to get a second opinion, or time to go towards a more less traditional medicine and more like natural alternative approach, this card comes out to say, okay, listen to your guidance, and Archangel Raphael will work with you with that guidance to help you find the best person or people or group of people, whatever it is, or maybe it's a therapy that you can do for yourself. It's basically just saying that, you know, there's an alternative approach to your treatment, whatever your situation is, that you can go and find at this time. So I hope that is something that will help you. You know, I always trust that there's somebody out there that it can reach. And I also wanted to get just a verification of that card, so I drew another card. Well, this is what happens with Oracle cards in Tarot. If you don't really understand the message, you can ask for assistance, but you can always get a different deck and try to see how the two cards compare. And I also got a card from the Angel Tarot, and the card that came out is the Lovers card, which is interesting. Now, it can mean relationships, because, you know, we think of lovers, relationships. But it's Archangel Raphael, of course. No accidents here. Raphael is, again, the angel of healing, comes through. But what I was drawn to is that this card is, in terms of what our show is about in health issues, it's about making a decision, right? So you might be thinking, okay, well, I got to make a decision. Do I go to this doctor? Do I start the treatment? You know, and that's what this card is. It's so accurate in terms of the change physician. So it really does match that first card about change physicians, because it's saying it's time to make an important decision about your life. And the conclusions that you reach will greatly influence your future. So it's time to really carefully weigh your options and think about what might be the best for you. So again, working with Raphael can definitely help you do that, okay? And on the third note, okay, and their angels are wanting me to talk about this, I pulled one more card because I wanted to see how it all fit together. And this card is from the Ascended Masters deck. And, you know, a lot of my decks are from Doreen Virtue, but I have a lot of decks. The Ascended Masters are basically enlightened beings that have already walked our plane of existence, already walked on the physical earth, and have ascended into, you know, the other side, so to speak, and are guiding humanity right now, helping us to really move forward and to ascend like they did, but with our physical bodies. And I pulled a card to find out what Ascended Master we could work with or what the messages were, and the Ascended Master there is Lady Nada, who, you know, I'm not really super familiar with, so I had to kind of look that up. And Lady Nada just works with Archangel Michael and Saint Germain, and it's bringing balance between male and female energies. So finding the balance and the harmony between the male and the female. And the card is really about the mother energy, about a mother situation, a wife, a daughter, a sister, something about a significant woman in our life or your life. So just think about who that might be. So any kind of healing issues that might be towards a mother figure or a female figure in your life, whether that's a daughter or a sister or mother, any kind of female issues that are requiring healing. So this is all relating together. So I hope that this applies to your situation in some way. There's always a message for everyone. That's my intention when I do this show. I really do believe in the law of intention. Whatever you intending is what will happen. And I intend that this show brings blessings to everybody, and that if I cannot get a message for you specifically, that there's something that you will get that will bring you blessings on your journey. That's my intention for my shows. So I hope that that's true for you. And, you know, if you're new to my show, I do these shows, typically I do them on Saturdays, but it's been busy for me this past couple of weeks. It's been chaotic for me starting school. So I'm back this Saturday, and I just, you know, I am an angel intuitive, so I do work with the angels a lot. I was trained through Doreen Virtue, and I also am now a flower therapist. I was trained through Robert Rees on that. I'm a Reiki practitioner, I'm a massage therapist, and spiritual teacher, and I just do a lot of different things. And I'm also really interested in sacred geometry. That's something that I'm really interested in. So sometimes esoteric kind of mathematical things come through, and I just go with it, and I trust it. And we have a lot of fun on the show, but we also bring healings and blessings, and I enjoy doing this, and I'm glad to be back because, again, it's been a long couple of weeks, and I was like, you know what, I got to do this show. So here I am, and I'm going to be taking your calls in just a moment. And the way I will distinguish your call is I will say your area code. I don't have a call screener, so I'll say your area code, and you'll be on the air, and I'll just ask that you tell me your name and tell me, you know, what kind of question you have, and we'll see how we can assist you. And I say we because it's not just me. It's also the angels and the collective effort of everyone that's listening. You know, there's a lot of different energies out there. So I don't want to put the ego and say, you know, it's all me because it's coming through me, and I am the facilitator of what's coming through. So just throwing that out there. And I hope that I'm able to bring you some assistance today. So thank you all again for joining me. And, you know, in America, this weekend, we have Labor Day, so it's time to finally get some rest. And if you check that, if you're on my Facebook page, facebook.com/ascensionmagic, I pulled a card for the weekend, and the card was meditate. And it's perfect for this weekend, which is this long weekend devoted to, you know, taking breaks from work and just celebrating the labor force and so on. So it's perfect for the weekend's energy, so you can check that out. You can also, you know, like my Facebook page. I do regularly post some card readings on there, some positive messages that's there. And also my website is ascensionmagic.com, where you can find out some more about myself, or if you want to get a professional reading, that's there as well. So thank you all for joining me today, and I'm going to get to the phone lines right now and get to it, and we'll get the show started. We'll get the party started. Woo, yeah, okay. So I'm going to just go down here to area code 410. I'm going to get you on the line first, and we'll get started. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you? I'm fantastic.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. And yourself?
Not too good.
Oh. Okay. Can I get your name, sweetie?
It's Kathy.
Kathy. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
What's going on? What can we do for you?
Well, I just spent 3.5 hours at the, you know, the walk-in clinic, and I thought I had something wrong with my foot, but he was saying I have arthritis now in my toe, and my whole body is, like, arthritic. I have osteoarthritis I was diagnosed mm-hmm. with, and I don't know how to get rid of all of this.
Okay. It's interesting. Yeah, you know, I want to say, and this is just not for you, for everybody that's listening, a lot of things that are stored deep within our bodies right now are coming to the surface to be released, and that's across the board. And you might find that you might be getting weird, you know, aches that you've never had before, or weird headaches, you know, just things that seem, you might be feeling spacey or loopy. That's been happening to me. And a lot of spiritual people refer to this as ascension symptoms. And
right.
That's part of what's happening to a lot of people, and I think that's probably part of the truth with you as well, part of it as well. But have you ever read the book You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay?
I have it.
Have you heard of that book?
Yeah, I have it, but I haven't read it yet.
Oh, you have it? Oh, I thought you said you haven't. Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
She refers to arthritis, okay, as, and this is what she says in the book, arthritis is really like something to do with criticism or feeling unloved, some type of resentment that you might be having in your life towards something. It could be criticism towards yourself, criticism towards somebody else, something to do with criticism, right? And in the feet, feet are like what move us forward in our life when we think of it through that way. And feet are just about, like, you know, like, you know, what moves us forward. But she says feet means about ourselves, really something about ourselves. So I'm using, you know, this metaphysical approach suggests that it's some type of criticism towards yourself. And Has that been something that you've struggled with at times, or that can be true at times for you?
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. And like moving forward, you know, I keep hearing that I'm a healer, and and that I should be reading, you know, the angel cards, but I don't feel that way yet. Everybody,
okay.
Whenever I have a reading, they say that, but I feel like I'm not ready.
Well, that's your ego, really. You know, the ego always tries to tell us, if I take one more course, then I'll be ready, or, you know, I'm not prepared to do that. And in fact, my ego even stops me from doing this radio show sometimes. I'm like, well, I could just sleep in and I could just relax, you know, but like that's my ego trying to stop me. And I know that, you know, what I do does bring healing to people. So I just got to do it. You know, it's like you feel the fear and you do it anyways. So I think that's your ego is trying to stop you from doing something different, because we like routines. We like to just feel safe in our routine and we don't want to break that cycle. But you're being pushed, you're being nudged to go into that direction, to go in a cycle, out of a cycle, and you're resisting it. And that could also be why you feel aches in your feet, because you're not moving forward with where you're, you know, where you're being guided. You know, you're getting this guidance like, hey, go in this direction, go in that direction, but you're maybe resisting it. And that could be why it's in your feet. And that's kind of something that I might be getting intuitively. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to draw. I feel like I got to work with the, whatever reason, I want to work with these flower cards. And flower therapy cards, I love them because they all have these beautiful pictures of flowers. And all I need to do is really just meditate on the flower, sort of put the essence of that flower in your energy field, and that can bring some healing to you. So I'm going to just think about your situation here, okay? And I'm thinking about which flower would be beneficial for you at this time to help you. And you could do this too. You know, you can go find a picture of this flower on the internet. You can download it. You can have a picture everywhere. There's something to think about. There's two flowers that came out, actually. So there's two. So one flower came out as the pink lily. And the pink lily is really about just making a commitment. And there's a message that says you're strong enough to move forward, to keep the promises that you've made, but don't back out of what you're feeling guided to do. Your angels really believe in you. So that's super accurate, because like you're saying, you really want to, you know, you've been getting guidance that you should do these different things, but you're not sure about it. This says stand by your commitment. So make a commitment to something and move forward with it. And the pink lily can help you to do that, can help you to really to move forward. And what I'm doing is I'm just kind of like etherically moving this flower in your energy field, okay, and clearing out some stuff. They're showing me to put it near your stomach, which is like, that's like anxiety, or some anxiety there. And that's like your solar plexus area, which is your power center, which is that's
right.
The fear of moving forward. So they're I'm kind of sweeping this through your energy field, clearing your energy. And also, the something you could do for your feet as well is to go barefoot on the ground and just literally visualize yourself like a tree and just ground your energy into the ground, like just ground it all down. And that's going to help to kind of just to bring you back to this plane, so you're not feeling spacey, and it's going to clear out some of the energy out of your feet. I feel that will happen for you. And I'm just kind of moving this flower through your energy field, still doing that etherically, like I said. Okay. And there we go. It's like the angels are with you too, and they're kind of like sweeping your energy. It's like they're like sweeping your aura and just kind of clearing away just stuff there. They're kind of just clearing. And helping you to just really get clear about where you want to go, because that's really what I get. It's like you're kind of not sure which direction to go. And that brings me to the other flower that I picked for you. It's the bird of paradise. Bird of paradise, I don't know if you know what they look like, but they really do kind of look like birds. Have you seen these flowers?
Yeah, I have. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, they have like this sort of orange top to it, and it looks like an orange bird. And birds of paradise are great because they're all about you communicating with your angels. So it seems like you're getting guidance right now that it's you're not sure where to go, you feel these health issues, but reach out to the angels and ask them for assistance, is you have the ability to connect with them, communicate that with them, and, you know, pick up on the messages you're receiving. So working with the bird of paradise, having that in your aura, or, you know, having an actual bird of paradise around, or picture, whatever you can have, will help you to really hear the angels, will help you to reach out and to connect with them and to get to move clearly. Now, you also mentioned that you have the book, You Can Heal Your Life, right? You said you do have that book?
Yes.
But you have not read it?
Right.
Okay. Like, I'm getting a strong guidance that you should really look through some of the chapters in that book, because I think that that's going to help you. There's wonderful affirmations in there. There's different sections about different parts of your life. There's sections about emotional healing and financial healing and, you know, all these different areas of our life. And I think that in some sense, I feel like you're afraid, because you know that once you start going down that path and you start really focusing on the healing, what is that going to mean? Like, who am I going to have to leave behind, and what am I going to have to leave behind? And that scares you. And I think that's why your feet are aching, because it's like not moving forward. So fear is normal. You're going to feel the fear. But when you do, you want to just, what do you do with that fear? You know, you can work with Archangel Michael a lot of people do. My Archangel Michael will give you strength and courage to help you move forward. And it's really just feeling that fear that you have and releasing it gently. Say, okay, I feel this, but I'm not going to let it overcome myself. It's like, it's just anxiety. And I just let it go, and I'm going to be safe. And whatever you tell yourself is what will happen. If you tell yourself that, you know, things are not going to turn out right, or that, you know, things might be scary, or things might not, whatever kind of negative thoughts you could think about, that's what's going to happen. So you're gonna get those fears, you're gonna get those kind of negative thoughts, but that's not what you focus on. It's like you just let them sort of drift out of your consciousness. Like, okay, that's not the truth. I'm gonna focus on this truth, which is, I am successful, I am happy, things are working out for me. Whatever kind of positive thoughts that you want to think, you put your energy into that, and then that's what's going to sort of propel you forward. I also see, and this is interesting, like, there's like a dragon energy around you, you know, and I see like it's like a fiery dragon, which is like, that's your passion, and you're wanting to find your passion, and that's, but you're maybe afraid of making a mistake. I think a lot of people are like that. It's like, well, if I go down this path, then what'll happen? And if I go down this path, what'll happen? When it's like, you know, I think you already said, you said you've been getting repetitive guidance, go down this direction. So, you know, maybe trust that guidance, and maybe just go for it and take like a leap of faith and see what happens with that. And maybe see if
it's
that helps you a little bit.
It's funny because my girlfriend got sick a couple weeks ago, and we're both like on our spiritual path, and you know, there must be meaning for her, too, somewhere along the line.
So she's had the same issues that you're having? Is that what you're saying?
No, she had, they think it was her, maybe gallstones or something.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But it's funny,
you can also
she was
work
a couple of weeks ago, and now I'm like in such pain, you know, from all this, from my feet and everything.
Okay. Like I said, try to work on grounding yourself, and also work with Archangel Raphael too. Like, ask Raphael to help you, to give you healing guidance, you know, because Raphael is the angel, and all you have to do is ask, you know, because we have free will, and the angels won't really intervene unless we ask them for permission, because they give us the free will to make our choices and to live out our decisions. So
I do work with both of them, though.
Good.
Yeah.
But have you asked Raphael to help with your feet issue?
I'm asking him now.
There you go. That's exactly. There you go. Yeah, and I'm also going to surround your feet in emerald green energy here, and I'm sending healing energy to your feet to help you.
Thank you.
Kind of clear away some of the pain there, and just letting everything get flowing, everything moving there. Okay, just grounding out some of the energy. Okay, and they're showing me a lot of violet around you. Violet is like we think of the violet flame transmutation, like just releasing old things. Like, I'm just seeing a lot of violet. And violet is also like the spiritual color. Like there's a lot of spiritual energy there. So that's what the violet color is there for. But they're helping you to clear away some things. And you know what's interesting, Kathy? I'm going to quickly draw a card from this other deck. I got this deck of cards from this book that I like called Conversations with God. Have you ever heard of Conversations with God?
Yeah, who wrote, Wayne Dyer?
Neil Donald Walsh.
Okay.
Yeah. I have his books, and those books really, like, inspired me and transformed a lot of the way I think. But I have this deck of cards that has, like, these quotes from that book, and I think it would be interesting to see what quote might apply for you, and we'll see how this comes up. I just never worked with these before. So here's what it says. It says, "The spirit of you seeks, in the largest sense, that grand moment when you have conscious awareness of its wishes and join in joyful oneness with them. But the spirit will never ever force its desire on the present conscious physical part of you." Ooh, it's so true.
I know. Isn't it true? Yeah. Wow.
So, you know, you have your spiritual desires, but, you know, it's never going to force its will on your physical part. So in other words, like balancing mind, body, spirit, having your body be in alignment with what your soul is really wanting. Your spirit mm-hmm. wants to do this one thing, but maybe your body's like, well, no, I don't know if I want. But the spirit always knows. The soul always knows, you know, where to go. And it's interesting, too, because this one came out as well. It says, "In the true order of things, one does not do something in order to be happy. One is happy and hence does something. One does not do some things in order to be compassionate. One is compassionate and hence acts a certain way. The soul's decision precedes the body's in highly conscious person." So, again, it's a double message for you about listening to your higher self, listening to your soul, and really just letting the spirit guide your physical vessel so that you can let that energy come in. And I'm just feeling you opening up to this now, which is, you know, we always get what we need. Like, you're getting exactly what you need for today, which I think is
right.
Great. Just
mm-hmm.
remember the pink lily, the bird of paradise. You can print those out. You can find pictures of them. Continue to work with Archangel Raphael, Archangel Michael, and ground yourself. You might want to also think about some physical exercise, like running or walking, just something to get those feet moving, to help you move, you know, get the motion going. Like,
no,
get the circulation kind of in the...
No, they're going to water therapy instead.
There you go. Perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some kind of thing to get the circulation moving in those feet. And also, last thing, like I said, was go through and read the book, You Can Heal Your Life. I think you're going to find that there's going to be some things that will help you. And if you don't have time to read the whole book, maybe hold the book in your hands and say, okay, I'm going to open this book to a page that I need right now. And you open the book, and then that's exactly what you need. That's something that you can try to do as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that book's going to help you. And just keep on moving forward with your life. And I hope that it's been helpful for you today.
Very much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You too.
All right. Thanks, Kathy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. All right, so we got a lot of people calling in. Let's see. Oh, where do we go next? Let's go to this one. Let's go to 617. I'm going to get you on the air. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me?
I'm well. Yes, I can.
Awesome.
How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. This is Annette.
Hi, Annette. I think I've talked to you before, maybe once, possibly.
Yes.
Not sure.
Oh, gosh, with all the people that you speak with, you remember me.
Well, I remember voices. It's weird. I have, like, a really strong auditory memory. Like, I remember song lyrics. I remember, like, hearing things. Like, I hear things. And I just recognized your voice. I was like, oh, and you told me your name. I was like, yeah, I think I remember talking to her before.
Wow.
What can
that
I do for you today?
Ago.
Oh, it's okay.
Love...
Well, I remember. So there we go.
You do.
How can I help you?
I would just like a reading around
okay.
a friendship relationship, please.
Mm.
Thank you.
Okay. So you have a friend that you're thinking romantic. Is that what you mean, like romantic thing? Is that what
yes.
you're saying?
Yes. I'm thinking
okay.
romantic. But it
got
may
it.
Not be
like
that.
Like romance.
And that's okay. Yes.
Okay. So you want to know about that. Okay. I got it. So you know what, I'm gonna actually going to work. The angels are wanting me to work with the flower therapy today for whatever reason.
Okay.
So I'm going to kind of start with that as a starting point for me. And then I have a deck of cards about romance. And they're wanting me to also give you some guidance from archangels. And also whatever comes through, I'm going to trust. So Raphael is really strongly there right now. And Raphael, because that's the theme of our show. But Raphael, as I talked about already, is that healing angel. And Raphael is with you. So I don't remember. Are you a nurse?
No.
But you do healing work, or is there something about that in your life right now?
I think I feel that I'm a healer,
but
I'm not a nurse.
Okay, I just got the sense of healing work. Are you doing healing? It wasn't like sometimes Raphael's there because there's healing going on, but it felt like healing work, like doing healing work, or you being in healing profession. And it doesn't have to be like, you know, healing in the sense like energy healing or going, you know, therapy. It could be anything. It could be like just you being you and just healing people with your kind words and your kind deeds. You know, there's all kinds of ways to be a healer. And that's what I sense. So Raphael was there. Okay.
Yes.
So there's something that was there really strongly for me. And, I'm going to just start off with these flower cards. Let's do this. And then I'll get the romance.
Okay.
So like, I'm going to thinking about your romantic potential partner here and see like how this pans out, and I'll see what flower comes out here. Interesting. I've never really worked with the flowers for romance before, so we'll see what comes out. Okay. So the flower that comes out is the crab apple, and this is great because the crab apple is about new ideas that are divinely inspired and divinely guided and meant to be shared. So it's all about like divine inspiration, being on the right path. Things are working out in a positive direction. So that's a super positive message right there, right off the bat, just by working with the flowers. And, you know, you can get a picture of the crabapple, like I was talking to Kathy. And you can put a crabapple on your computer wallpaper, and it'll help to bring out the divine steps that you feel guided to take, you know?
Okay.
Like, because you really want to take the guided action, and this will help you to do that. And it'll help you to stay on the right path and moving forward so that you don't not mess it up, but sometimes, you know, we listen to our ego instead of listening to our higher self.
Sabotage.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So it's like, this will help you to, like, exactly. It'll help you to, like, not listen to the ego. It'll help you listen to that higher
this
spot that you probably already do, but it'll help you to continue to do that,
yeah.
do that. So that's a very positive message, Annette. I love that card. Beautiful flower. Now we got the romance angels going on, and this is really focusing on the nitty-gritty of the romance. So let's think about your situation here, and I'm asking the romance angels to come in. They're actually showing me first, before I even draw the cards, that they're helping you to release like old relationships before this one really pans out. They're actually like kind of clearing things on your like it's on your shoulders, which means there's like burdens from your past, like burdens. It doesn't have to be like a heavy burden, but there's things like they're like saying let that go. Like that's the past. Let the past be the past. Forgive, move on. And it's not just relationships, romantic, but also familial relationships in a sense. It could be a father relationship, something. They're clearing the path. They're helping you to know you've learned the lessons. Time to move on, time to release. And what we learn is what we can teach others. So you've learned it so that you can share it and teach it with other people. So that's what that's the first thing that they're showing me is it's done, it's in the past, and maybe there was some traumatic things, maybe there was some things that were difficult, but you're ready to move on past that. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes perfect sense.
Awesome. I love that. Okay, so here's the romance angels, and I'm thinking about your situation, and we're seeing what's going to come about here. I'm shuffling the cards. Okay, so I feel guarded to this card. You can't make this stuff up, Annette. It says, release your ex. Release your ex. It says the time has come to clear your energy. So I'm just in awe because that's what I was feeling intuitively. And then I get this card and it's like, okay, it's a double whammy. It's a double verification.
Yeah.
So this must be something really strongly. There must be, I don't really know, you know, what had happened. I hope it wasn't abusive. I hope it was just something that didn't work out. But whatever it is, and you'll know who it is, like, whatever it is, it's like, yes, you need to really just, like, let it go. Like, you know, like, just keep letting it go. Just, it's a double reminder for you that it's like, okay,
yes,
to have a
is.
New relationship work, the old's got to go out, right? So that's what comes up. Now, there's another card that came from this deck, too, and it says finances and career. So it's saying financial issues are a factor in your love life right now. So something to do with finances. I don't know if this person that you're thinking about is, like, if it's a work relationship or something, or if it's career, something like that. Okay. But it's like finances and career.
Well, they're just
so
telling
that's something
you everything.
To do with so it's something to do with that. But
yes.
It's interesting. It says financial issues are a factor. But I really get the strong sense of just continuing to clear the old out and to clear the old out and to just take it as it's coming, as it's like you don't have to like rush head over heels into where you're going.
Right.
You know, trust that.
Oh, we just broke up.
Hello. Okay, I don't know if I still have listeners out there, but apparently the Comcast, like, their internet went down in the middle of my show, and we must be in a Mercury retrograde right now, because it just went zap, zip, doop, nothing, and it's very frustrating. You know, I want to apologize to my listeners for this. It's out of my control. What I will do instead, I'll have to end my show here. I'm completely out of my element. I need to deal with this internet problem, and I'm going to have to postpone my show until next week. I completely apologize. However, I do appreciate the support. I do appreciate any comments you have on Facebook, facebook.com/AscensionMagic. And I want to thank you all for please continuing to support me, and enjoy the rest of your weekend. And I will do my best to be on the air next week. But these things happen. We have to deal with these things. And I'm doing the best I can. So from my heart to your heart, please have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.